Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is the poster for the new Starfleet Academy show. I was out the moment I saw the feminized Klingon and the feminist female Jem'Hadar. The Jem'Hadar were male and grown to maturity in artificial wombs. There were no female ones for the Dominion War with the Federation. What blasphemy is this? It would have been better if they had a female Ferengi that refused to wear clothing. And I didn't know that Ben Shapiro was also in this. That's him in the middle, right? Moving on, he's worth $500 million, and he looks like he's dating the average Chili's waitress from Baltimore. Women don't seem to understand that men are chasing youth, fertility, and femininity. Also looks like the hoflation is real with a face like this. This is what $500 million gets you in 2026. A large nose, bad skin, and crusty lips. Then again, maybe he's with her because she's doing backflips in bed or something. I doubt that she's doing that though. Gold digger detected. Number three, this judge orders OpenAI to hand over 20 million chat logs to the New York Times. This is why you never tell AI anything important about yourself. It's building a profile on you that it's eventually going to sell to the CIA and advertising agencies. They want to profile your online activity so they can alter your behavior and manipulate us without us even realizing what they're doing. The dystopia is going to get so crazy that you won't even see it. Up next, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this steak? I see a piece of meat that's been killed twice and is full of omega-6 that'll spike my inflammatory immune response. Believe it or not, some people prefer to eat their meat well done. They enjoy eating shoe leather, I suppose. Maybe that's in countries where they don't actually know if the meat was properly stored or slaughtered. I prefer mine bloody because it's easier to chew and easier to digest. Number 5, someone called ICE on this fellow student because he was cheating off of him. I guess the academic competition is really heating up. So it looks like not all heroes wear capes. But I think that someone is lying here because that looks like the sheriff and not an ICE officer. The Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 messed things up by allowing legal immigrants from all over the world in. So that made it easier for the illegal ones to hide in America. Immigration should have only been limited to Europeans. Moving on, here's women trying to reframe their value to the max, saying that a higher bounty count shows that they're experienced in bed. And then having an OF page shows that she has entrepreneurial spirits. And then having no relationships with her father means that she's self-sufficient. This is like saying it's better to own a used car with high mileage because it proves that it's reliable and can go the distance. And that because it has lots of dents and scratches, it's a lot less likely to be stolen. Number 7, a Turkish man has been jailed and fined for saving his wife's phone number as chubby on his phone. The court says it's a crime because he insulted his wife. Looks like crimes against women are being expanded to mere insults. And women wonder why guys don't approach them anymore. What's next? Laws where you can't interrupt women or even avoid talking to them when they approach you. Maybe the judge in this case was chubby too and she wanted to teach him a lesson. Up next, this individual is happy with themselves because the guy that she's going on a date with doesn't understand that she's a trans woman. Misrepresenting yourself like this should be like sleeping with somebody who knows they have AIDS but hides it. I'm sure there are plenty of men on Grindr that would sleep with this person. But of course she doesn't want any of them. She wants a straight masculine man because that's the most attractive. It's almost as if they want to turn straight men gay or something. Number 19, looks like the pig butchering scam has expanded as this Nigerian woman was scammed out of 500 grand by a man claiming to be a Danish prince. Probably scammed by a fellow Nigerian, I suppose. I can understand Indians being scammers, and it's because it's part of their moral code. But why Nigerians? In this case, she doesn't want to date black men, so this is what she gets. Regardless, the racists have finally done a reverse Uno card. Moving on, this woman is upset because, like many of them, when a guy watches corn, they don't realize that a man craves variety. In this case, this guy craves lesbian midgets. I've always found that sex on a regular basis enhances my corn watching experience, and the corn enhances my fun in the bedroom. Putting both together is like an erotic superpower, and those midgets have smaller and tighter bottoms than his wife too, especially the ones dressed like rodeo clowns. Number 11, here's Kris Jenner's new makeover versus her hands. That looks like something straight out of the film The Substance. She now looks like someone glued a Barbie doll onto the body of the Crypt Keeper. If you think her hands are bad, then just imagine her cooch. She's 70, but have any of you set your age filters to women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s on dating apps? I'm not a fan of dolls, but at this point, I'll just use my love dolls instead. Up next, welcome to Canada, where this man wouldn't apologize for opposing Drag Queen Story Hour on account of his Christian religion, and thus has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. I would imagine that if a Muslim had done the same thing, the state wouldn't have put him into prison. Double standards much. Welcome to Canada, where freedom of speech goes to prison, and the truth is whatever the government tells you to believe. Number 13, the Marxists in Canada need to be careful because almost 30% of Gen Z thinks that a certain Austrian painter wasn't all that bad. Fascism and communism are the same thing, they just have different own group preferences. With all the enrichment everywhere, I wouldn't be surprised that at some point, those of European descent in various countries band together and try and expel people from different backgrounds out of their countries. Moving on, hey guys, it's 2026, and this woman isn't asking for much. She just wants a guy that's 6 feet tall, pays for everything, has sex once a week, and invests in crypto. Suddenly women want a man into crypto, which they saw as a terrible thing a few years ago. She should have said Bitcoin instead of crypto. But what she really means is that she wants a guy that's rich and that she's a gold digger by saying crypto. For most men, once a week sex is the equivalent of celibacy. No high-value man is going to want her. Number 15, what nonsense is this? That children who listen to their parents are more likely to become successful as they grow up. Not if they're boomers telling you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Boomer advice is mostly useless in today's world. Everything depends on the intellectual and emotional maturity of your parents. Also, the advice of saving your money and getting a 7% rate of return in the stock market worked 20 years ago. Today you'll get wrecked by inflation following that advice. Up next, Netflix bought Warner Brothers. So when will we have a gay black trans Bugs Bunny? You don't want to know what Bugs is going to do with that carrot now that he's Netflix property. Also, instead of saying, "What's up, Doc?" his new catchphrase is going to be, "What be up, Doc?" If you think this is bad, then just wait until you see what they do to Casablanca on Netflix. I almost didn't catch it for a second, but that woman is East Asian. Number 17, the school principal says that 170 kids are sick at home and that it's even worse than COVID. Looks like the truth is finally getting out that the Wuhan flu wasn't as bad as the common cold. I just wish the flu could take a year off like we already had to do back in the year 2020. Knowing the English government, soon they'll be demanding lockdowns and social distancing for the common flu. Quickly, let's do what we did last time. Will it work to taking people's freedoms and businesses away? Moving on, a new concept for men's restaurants just dropped. It adds new meaning to the phrase fish and chips. Whatever you catch, you get them to cook for you on the spot. Fry the fish, drink the beer, and live the dream. The next time your girlfriend or wife asks you to take her to dinner, you just know the place. Also, the fact that he even brought his own chair is the nicest touch. But this is a terrible idea if you want to ruin great carpets and upholstery. Number 19, Murray says, this is his female friend's Bumble account showing that almost 11,000 men like her. She's a 6 out of 10. No wonder more women than ever are single. They can't make up their minds because they see so many good-looking guys hitting on them. If they match with them, then these guys usually just want to smash them and then refuse to commit. But to be fair, most simps will swipe right on any woman they're presented with because they're desperate. Up next, looks like it's time to bring out the eye bleach with this Trump derangement duo on the loose. There's no way to unsee this, and I thought I'd share the joy of blindness with everyone. It helps if you can find some hot sauce to put in your eyes. If, however, you're getting wood while seeing this, then I don't know what to tell you. Rosie looks like she's become a pregnant man. She's built like Tim Walz, and now that I see it, I can't unsee it. Number 21, meet the king of the scammers. This Nigerian con man scammed a Brazilian bank out of $242 million by selling them a fake airport that didn't exist. Why are they like this? Why do so many of them have zero morals? Many of the sources I've found said that the reason is because of Western influence. Because yes, Westerners have a scam culture now, don't we? Talk about blaming the wrong people. Maybe they learned it from the Indian population found in Lagos. Luckily, this guy went away for 25 years for this heist. Moving on, how's this for nostalgia with Helen Slater as Supergirl in 1984? Hot woman, terrible film. Am I the only one who thinks that her knees look like baby heads too? She also looks like she's sucking in her ribcage to look menacing, and it just makes her ribs look weird. When I first saw this, I thought it was a sneaky advertisement for Popeye's Fried Chicken and Ribs. I liked her better in The Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox in 1987. Number 23, it's getting desperate out there. A Japanese man noticed food disappearing from his fridge and discovered that a homeless woman had been living in the top compartment of his closet for a year. But she's not homeless. That's her home. If she's cute, I tell her that she can stay, but that she owes me a year's worth of sex. Unfortunately, she wasn't. This happened back in 2008, and she was 58, and he was 57. He had her arrested for trespassing. Up next, what comes to your mind when you see this? At least he's not in England. He has all of his hair, and his wife is better looking than his brother's wife. But I still don't like her, and I think she's a narcissistic abuser who isolated him from his family. Also, this is an AI image, and the AI gave Megan boobs. She's flat-chested. I think they're the only royal couple that actually married for love. And I don't generally see pain in his eyes like other men for some reason. Number 25 and the last one, a Greek island is offering free housing for anyone who wants to take care of rescued kittens. Looks like the cat ladies are about to be incoming. But I doubt that women will go once they realize what is required. 4 hours of daily feeding, cleaning, and socializing these cats. Plus, the post says the people doing the job will receive 500 euros in addition to the accommodations. I think it's a scheme to repopulate the island. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.